Hi, I'm Kat Kobolinski from INRIX. We are the biggest provider of real-time traffic and travel news and supply broadcast media with our traffic forecasts to help drivers save time on the roads every day. This audio is about what roads will be closed this Sunday for the London Marathon and which areas will be busiest with spectators. The major road closures include Westminster Bridge, Rotherhithe Tunnel, Aspen Way and the East India Dock Tunnel and the Limehouse Link Tunnel. As a result, the A13 is expected to be particularly slow through Poplar and Canning Town, and there may be heavy traffic along the Greenwich One Way system and Deptford Creek, as well as queues on Borough High Street between Borough Station and London Bridge. Traffic around Lambeth and Southwark is expected to be very slow, especially along York Road, Stamford Street and the nearby river crossings, and anticipate slow queues on the Strand where the congestion will not be helped by the many spectators making their way to see the runners enter the Mall and finish the final stretch of the marathon. These road closures mean that around 60 bus routes will be diverted or will not run their full course. To help accommodate the extra passenger traffic heading into the capital, some train companies are putting on additional services and running longer trains. We at INRIX predict the majority of crowd congestion will be around the London landmarks. Greenwich Town Centre and Cutty Sark will be very busy. Remember, the Greenwich Foot Tunnel will be closed north to south between 10:30 a.m. and 12:30 p.m, although there will be alternative arrangements in place on the DLR from Island Gardens. Canary Wharf will attract the crowds and spectators can choose to travel via the DLR or take the Jubilee line via London Bridge and Waterloo. Tower Hill Station is also expected to be very congested, with many choosing the Tower of London as their preferred location to watch the race. To avoid the footpath queues, consider an alternative route to Tower Hill by walking the 6 minutes from Aldgate Station or taking the more scenic walk across the river from London Bridge Station, which can take an approximate 20 minutes. Westminster will be crowded with spectators wanting to watch the race next to the Houses of Parliament and Big Ben. While some may opt to walk from alternative stations, St James's Park is a 9-minute walk away and Victoria Station is approximately 15 minutes, both stations are likely to be heaving already because of the attraction to watching the runners race by Buckingham Palace. Finally, Trafalgar Square will be another crowd favourite as spectators head to the Mall to watch the completion of the race. You can meet up with the runners at the designated areas in Horse Guards Road and on Horse Guards Parade, and be aware Charing Cross Station and Embankment will as a result be particularly busy at times. Wet weather is expected to continue over the weekend, so come prepared and bring a rain mac, a crowd-friendly alternative to the umbrella. If you're taking part, from all of us at INRIX, best of luck.